Perek Beis Pasuk Chav Gimel. Ki Chol Yamav Machayvim V'Chas In Yanoi. This individual, the individual who toils his entire life to accumulate wealth. So what is his life like? All of his days are painful. Kol yamav machayvim. Machayvim ko'ev means pain. All of his days are filled with pain. V'cha'as inyonoi. His inyon, meaning his toil, his focus in life, is anger. Gam balayla lo shachav libo. At night his heart does not sleep. Gam ze hevel hu. All of this is futile. Is an expression of futility. Let's take a look. What's not on? Just make it a little loud. Okay. Okay. Now it's maybe it's not all of it. Okay. Let's see the mitzvah star pasuk gimel. Mitzvah star ki chol yamav asher kol yamav mleim mechayvim mipigame hazman. All of his days are filled with pain due to the mipigame hazman. The pigame hazman, what is exactly does that mean? The pigame hazman means that the occurrences, the hardships of time, of what happens in his life, all of his activities which are forced upon him, yimtzakas, he finds anger, most of the time he is unsuccessful. He fails in what he wished to achieve, and that brings frustration. Furthermore, the person who wants to accumulate wealth does not sleep well. He does not get a good night's sleep. Why not? He has nightmares. When he sleeps, his mind is percolating. His mind is thinking about the troubles, all of the redifas, all the people that are trying to steal his wealth, all of the problems in his business, and does not does not get a good night's sleep. Gam ze tirdas machshava. So now, when the pasuk concludes, gam ze hevel hevelu, what is it referred to according to the mitzudos? Gam ze tirdas machshava levada bebli amal hasifa. Just the tirdas machshava, the thoughts, the fact that his mind is not at ease without the amal hasifa. Gam ze lehevel yechoshev. So it's one
what
thing.
What he's saying is also something. The pasuk says kol yamav.
Yeah.
And he's saying that why kol yamav? Because most of the time. It doesn't go his way.
Okay.
But obviously, even when he goes his way, he still has tears.
Even when it goes his way, okay, when he sleeps at night, he's even forget about the actual physical labor. Just the fact that he has no presence of mind. That is a very big problem. I mean, that is, we all relate to it. Just because
he's worried, am I going to have problems with this or not? So even if you have a big deal and it's going through, he's saying, wow, when is it going to blow up on me?
Okay, he always knows that his time is limited, his success is limited. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Rashi. Rashi says, in yonoi, what does it mean in yonoi? Min hogoi in yonoi means kas in yonoi. In yonoi is a hard word to translate, and that's why Rashi says it means his min hogoi, his conduct. Gam ze echad min ha-havolim ha-noihagim lo'olam. This is also one of the ha-havolim that is ha-noihagim. And his hanhoga is molekas, even at night. Okay, so I don't know, Rashi is seemingly saying the same thing as the Mitzudos. Let's look at the Targum. Pasuk of Gimel. Arum means ki, kol yimohi ki ivan. All of his days are filled with pain. Usikeif ugza. He has an abundance of anger. Givonei. Givonei means I don't know what it means. Ki koma machavim v'chol in yanoi choyze kasei rugzo givonei. I think givonei means I'm not sure how he's translating this. Anyone have any suggestions? Usikeif means powerful. Rugzo givonei means to him. I guess that comes upon him. That comes upon him. The anger that comes upon him is very great. Af b'leilyon, the evening law, domech min harhure libe, he does not have sleep. Domech means to sleep from the thoughts of his heart. Af dein havluhu, this also is hell. Okay, so over here, basically, I think all three, the Mitzudos, Rashi, and the Targum, are saying pretty much the same thing. We have over here in the Medrash, The Medrash points out ki chol yomav machayvim. The Medrash darshins is in Bereishis Rabbah. Zed or enosh v'dor hamabul shahoyu machayvim liakodesh baruch hu b'maaseim haroim. According to the Medrash, the pasuk is to be interpreted not that a person himself lives a life of pain. It's referring to the pain that man has caused Hashem. Okay, it's a whole different twist on the pasuk. Kol yomav, all of man's existence in this world.
Maybe part of what he's saying in the paragraph is the day is broken up into parts, day and night.
Okay.
So sometimes you at least when you go to bed, you stop thinking.
Yeah, menuchas hanefesh.
So you have kol yomav means 24-hour period. All your days, even at night, is you can't rest. There's no time.
There's no menucha. Okay, no menucha. There's always percolating. What's going to be with his... It consumes him. It consumes him even during his vacation. Even during his vacation period.
All day.
All day. Okay. Now let's see over here. The parish of the Targum says they're different. I'm not a Targum. The Midrash, and they say different forms. And the point is that when it says Kol Yom Machavim, it means that man causes Hashem pain, not that man lives life of pain because of his pursuit of wealth. That man, due to his sins, causes Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzar. I'll read you the words of the Medrash. The Medrash says Ki Kol Yom Machavim, Ki Kol Yom Machavim Zedor Enosh Vidor Hamabel. Dor of Enosh, they worship idols. Dor Hamabel, they rebelled. They committed the worst possible sins. Shehoyu machivim, they are the ones who cause pain. LaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseim haroim. V'chas, you know. When the pasuk goes further and says his hanhoge is kas. Shehoyu machisim LaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseim haroim. That just repeats the same idea. According to Targum, Gamalel lo shachav libo min haveros minayin bayom. I'm reading you the words. Shenemar kol yetzer machshavos libo rak rak kol hayoim. How do you know at night? Gam b'layla shachav libo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shle shachav libo. Milohavi aleim puranus b'yom. Puranus b'layla. L'siv v'yimach es kol hayikum. I'm not really sure the elaboration on what this means in greater depth, but okay. But it refers to Arboim Laila, night Hashem brought upon them night. Okay, and there was another medrash says same similar idea. Ki kol yomav machayvim elu sedoimin. Refers to the nation of Sodom. All of their entire existence was nothing more than a form of pain to Hashem. And then when it goes on to say v'chas in yano, it's explaining that they cause Hashem tzar. And when it says the same idea, like the Shbaruch who destroyed them, Hashem completely obliterated them. Okay, another third interpretation is the Mitzrayim. They are the ones who caused Hashem anger. Okay, so either we dash this in reference to Dor Enosh, Dor Mabel, the Dor of the Sodomim, or the Mitzrayim.
The Ebenezer talk, he says, what at night you go to sleep, he says, but you have you dream, you have nightmares.
Right, yeah, so that's what we said before. Yeah, totally consumed by the tsar. Okay, let's see Pasuk of Dalet. Ein toiv ba'adam sheyochal v'shasa v'hera esnav sheyotoy ba'amolo. Now, we're going to see a difference of opinion between the Mitzudos and Rashi. Is this Pasuk a rhetorical question, or is this Pasuk a statement? Well, according to the Mitzudos, it's a rhetorical question, a statement. Ein toiv ba'adam sheyochal v'shasa. Is there nothing good for man to eat and drink? The hero is nafshay toiv ba'amolo. Okay, let's right away ba'amolo gam zo ro'isi oni. I've seen kimiyad ho'elokim hina. Let's take a look at the mitzudot stuff. Pasuk chavdal ein tov ba'adam bitmiya v'chi ein zer tov davar toiv ba'adam. Is this not a good thing? Sheyoychal v'yishteh ke'ois nafsho, according ka'avas nafsho, like the desire of his neshama, v'lo yikomeitz, and he should not hold back, should not be stingy, l'man haniach o'isha l'bonov acharaf. So why is coming to summarize the previous psukim? Would it not be a good idea for man to enjoy all the success of his toil and not plan to give it over to his children, to the next generation. As soon as you earn it, enjoy it. Is this not the best hashkaf in life? One more time. According to the Zarva's neshama, and should not be stingy. Is it not? This is a continuation of the question. Is it not a good thing that a person should show his own neshama good? A person should do tzedaka v'chesed l'mantir nafshay toivo gemul hanitzri. So he's saying, according to the Mitzvahs over here, is saying not to be interpreted literally that a person should actually eat and drink, but a person should go and should give over, show his neshama, do use his wealth to be mekayim mitzvos, so that he will earn olam haba. Gam zeh rotzul leimar av shezeh uviyad hu adam. Even though this is in the power of man, in kol zeri isi b'sichli asher he matana l'adam, even though a person really does have the power to do this, a person would appear that he has the power to take and or use all of his assets for his benefit for himself. But I've taken note that the truth is, it's a gift. Avol im kol zeri isi b'sichli asher he matana l'adam yad l'kim lahi natois libo l'zeh, for a person to make the right decision, for a person's mind to be directed to enjoy the efforts, his work. Al kinira sharoiv b'nei adam lo ye'asuke, because most people do not make the right decision. Most people will not enjoy the toil, their effort, their work, and most people will not take the money they've earned and invested in Torah mitzvos in order to earn for the neshama olam haba.
Does he consider leaving some of your assets to your children as a form of tzedakah or chesed?
It doesn't seem so.
I mean, it does seem so, because first you're saying, is it not good that he should use it but not leave for his children?
Not, he's saying you shouldn't. Then he says neshama. He's saying two things. He seems to be saying the mitzvah is number one, that sheyochal v'shasa, you should enjoy in this world your work, and number two, also the hera es nafsho, to take what you've earned and to invest in your neshama.
So that's part of kiyum kol.
That's right. That's a good thing. Right. That's part of the. That's, that seems what he's saying. Both of these things. Let's go back. He says, "V'chi ein zed toiv ba'adam sheyochal v'yishtev ke'avas nafsho v'lo yikometz." The man nicha oshel lebanav. Don't be stingy. Number two, v'here v'laharis toiv lenafsho. So seemingly they're two separate things. Enjoy your work, have a good life, don't be stingy, don't put away, go on vacation, enjoy what you've earned. Number two, also take what you've earned and invest in your neshama. Set up funds for tzedakah, to do things with your money that will earn you olam haba. And if you do so, then he concludes, the pasuk concludes, if you do so, you should know that you're from the minority. Because most people do not have the will to enjoy their hard work, and most people do not have the will to invest their hard-earned money in things that will be to their benefit in Olam Haba. And if you do see a person making the right decision, you should know that it's a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inspired him, has caused his heart to turn in this direction to make the right decision. Gamzoru isi oni kiniyad koelo kimhi. A person that will make the right decision, that will enjoy his hard work, will invest his hard-earned money in things that will be of benefit to him in the next world, is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll look at those words one more time. Even though a person can do it on his own, he does not need divine intervention to make the right decision. That his heart should turn in this direction and give away his money to Torah u'mitzos. Al ki nireh sheroi b'nei ha'adam lo ye'ah. Most people are not willing to part with their hard-earned money. They leave it in the bank for their children, for the next generation. They do not give it away for tzedakah, for Torah, for mitzvos, and that is a sad reality. Okay.
This is,
kosher rebbe.
Yeah.
Not sleep overnight.
If they had a penny in their pocket. Okay, very few Hasidic Rebbes are like that. Most Hasidic Rebbes say they have plenty of money in the bank. Okay, you're talking about certain Sadiqin. I think the Kapitchin Tzerebo was like that.
The
old Skalana Rebbe, he would not go to sleep if he had in his pocket a penny.
He didn't take it himself.
He gave it away. Did not that?
I'd sleep if I only had a penny.
You gotta give it away.
Who his right mind could say, you know, I have $10 million. I'll eat everything well today. I'll spend it all today, and tomorrow will be what will be tomorrow.
Who's gonna do that? No one's gonna do that. That's exactly what it says. When you see a person does that, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inspired him to do that. Extremely rare to give away all of your money. It's Kimiyad Elokim. It is the inspiration of Elokim. He. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk of Dal Ein Toy Ba'Ada Bitmiya. Same thing as the Mitzudos. Bitmiya. Is it not a good idea? Am I not giving you good advice after analyzing all the things we said in the previous pasuk? Is it not a good idea? Shiyochav Shasta Veheres Nafshei Toiv Kiloimar. Is it not a good idea? Yitain Liboy Lasois Mishpatut Staka Im Hamachal VaHamishta. A person should. Do mishpat. The person should apply his heart to do mishpat, to do the right thing, and tzedakah with the food and with the mishter that he has earned. V'chein nemar li yehoyakim avicha haloi ochal v'shasa v'asa mishpat utzedakah oz toiv lo. It was good for him. So therefore, he the Navi said, Yirmiyahu said to Yehoyakim that you should follow in the way of your father. The way of your father. Who was Yehoyakim's father? Yoshiyahu. He said to him that your father, look what he did. Haloi ochal v'shasa. He ate and he drank v'asa mishpat utzdaka oz toivloi. And he had a good life. If you're going to take all the wealth for yourself and not go and give it out litzdaka, it's not going to be toward to your benefit. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum pasuk of Dalid. Pasuk of Dalid less the shafar be'enosha. There's nothing better. So there's nothing. I notice right away that the Targum is coming to dispute Rashi and the Mitzudot. He's not reading this as a question. He's not saying bitmiya. He's saying less the shapir. There's nothing better. Be'enosha Elohein concerning these men, concerning mankind. The yechol v'yishtei, he should eat. They should drink. The yichzei yos naf shei tov, and should appear, and should show his neshama as good. Kadam b'nei enosha before other people. Lemebad yos pikodayoda Hashem, to do Hashem's mitzvos. The pikodai means the commandments of Hashem. Limhoch ba'orchon. Limhoch means to walk. To travel, but orchon in Hashem's ways, the soknon kodomohi, which has been established before Hashem, begin so that the yotev lay min turchei, so that he should receive good from his efforts.
How do you know it's not with me? It's whole thing to do.
The whole thing is with me. Lest the shaper be enosha Elohein the yechol v'yishtei v'yichzei yos nafshei tov kodam b'nei enosha. Is it not a good thing for man to eat and drink and show his neshama goodness before other people? So and now, but he adds over here lemebad yos pikodayod Hashem. That is something which is adding into the pasuk, which appears to be the translation of the hero es nafsho. The hero es nafsho means be good to your neshama. How can a person be good to his neshama? It's only through being mekayim Hashem's mitzvos.
That's similar
to what the mitzvos and what Rashi says, right? They do the mitzvos. Limhoch to walk be orchon, to walk in the ways there. Soknon kodomohi, that Hashem has established and before him begins so that the yotev le min turchei, and if he'll do so, that will be the ultimate good from his efforts. That's the way he will derive benefit from his efforts, because if he channels the fruits of his efforts to serve Hashem, that will be for his best. Af dein chazei sano, then he concludes, I've seen Digvar de matzlach be'omo hadein, a person that is successful in this world, Min yadod Hashem hu de iskazar lim havei Elohi. It's nothing more than the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you take the words at face value, Av gam zori isyonish kimiyad lekimihi, not like what the Mitzudas and what Rashi says, but he says a person that's successful. He's not telling us what a success is. I've seen that a person, Av dein chazeis anor de gvar de matzlach ba'omo hodein, people in this world who are successful, is the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Success is not necessarily related to your efforts. There are people who work so hard, try so hard, and unfortunately they don't come out, they don't do very well. A person, the people who don't try very hard, and whatever they touch is gold. They're an ish matzliach. And all of this is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, diskazar lim hevei Elohi, that Hashem has decreed upon him. Now that's not, if you take the psukim at face, the way he translated at face value, that's very different than what the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says is that when it says ki miyad hu Elokim, he is referring to a person that knows how to enjoy this world. A person who knows nothing with success. Even if he's not successful, whatever, I mean, relatively speaking, whatever he has earned in this world, he knows to make the right decision to enjoy it for himself and to use it for mitzvos and not leave it over in the bank for the next generation. That is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Targum is not translating it in that form. The Targum is translating it. I've taken note that people that are successful have nothing to do with what they decide to do with their money. Just the fact that a person can be successful is nothing more than a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk.
That's what the mom is basically saying, and that's what it means. He's giving Taich in the pasuk. You're helping us a lot with your after.
Achil and Shasiya.
You think you work hard, now that's why you have more money and things that you can eat and drink well. He says, because even that is a gift from God.
Even the fact that you could,
you think it's, you have enough to eat and drink because you worked hard, not so.
Okay.
The food and drink.
Pasuk Chaf Hei, ki mi yoichal umi yochush chutz mimeni. Now, what does this mean? Now, yochush means, and the Mitzudas Sion says, means to sense, have a sensation of what's taking place in this world, chutz mimeni, besides me. Let's see the Mitzudas Stavit, Pasuk Chaf Hei, ki mi yochal, musav l'maylo loymar, ki miyad v'lokim hi, lach shayv kein. Going back, according to the Mitzudas L'shitasa, that is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem inspires a person to give away his money for tzedakah, v'loymar, ki mi roi lechol mishali, who is more fitting to eat mishali, umihu chutz mimeni, roi lachshav bishali, shlo yelech leavoid ulamaher lehonos mimeni. Okay, who more than me, ki mi roi lechol mishali, ki mi roi lechol. It's deserving. So mimeni is referring to the person. Who else deserves more than the person who works for it? He's not referring over here as the king. See, I was misled to think that the pasuk over here is saying that being that I am the melech. He had this before. Achrei shayovay hamelech. We had before in this perek. When he mentioned the word melech, we had different interpretations. Are we referring to the melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are we referring to him, Shlomo HaMelech? That the melech has full control. He has all the wealth of the world. So here, that's not what it means here. Here it means, mimeni means every single person. Ki miyochal umiyochush, who is more deserving to eat, more deserving to enjoy, chutz, more so than mimeni, than me, the individual. Every single person should put himself in this pasuk. If you work for it, you deserve to enjoy the benefits. One more time in the Mitzudos. It's a gift for Kadosh Baruch Hu to make the right decision. It's a gift for a person to come to realization that he deserves to enjoy his hard work. Ki mi roi lechol mishali, who is more deserving to eat mishali, umi hu chutz mimeni, roi lachshav mishali, to think about myself, shloyelich leavoy, that my hard work should not go to be destroyed. Ulamaher, and a person should be quick, lehanos mimenu. A person should be swift to enjoy his hard work. Okay, let's see Rashi, pasuk chafei, ki mi yochal, lama loy esmach bechelki b'machlo mishteh. Why should I not rejoice in my food and drink, mi roi lachol es yigiai, who is more deserving to eat my hard work, umi yimahel levoilo, who is more deserving to swallow it, mi baladai, more so than me, chutz mimeni, mi baladi, more so than me, zo midas harasham hi sha'isrim letzorech ha'acherim, it's the midah of Rishoyim, they gather letzorech ha'acherim for other people. Okay, that's a very bizarre thing Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying is that the right thing to do is to enjoy it for yourself, not to leave it over for others. Rishoyim, it's the midah of Rishoyim to gather letzorech ha'acherim.
Yeah, you snarf for someone else, and then
it's
so hard. I
don't
have
to eat them.
It's
too obvious. It doesn't make sense.
Okay. Zu midas harasham hi sha'isim letzorech acherim. It's they don't recognize that. I don't really know the depth of what this means.
Is he going to reject this concept?
No, he's not.
And critical to the whole idea. It sounds like almost
like a theory. I don't know. I don't think so. I think according to the theme, at least of the Mitzudos, he's saying Rashi is that a person that it's very that was the theme of this entire parak. It's very great evil in this world for a person to work his whole life and to give it over to the next generation. And the next generation, you don't know what's going to be. It's very possible there'll be a foolish generation and they'll squander and they'll waste all of your hard work.
Well, it could be Rashi says like this. If I worked hard for it, I should eat it. It's a midas of Rishayim that I should work hard for it and not give it to somebody else.
Why? Why is that Rishayim?
Because you're bad to yourself. You work hard all your life, you scrub everything, and then you don't have what to eat. Everyone looks down at you, and then this guy's working 24 hours a day.
It's a pretty extreme thing to say. Okay, I don't know. I do not know.
If you gather for other people.
I mean, even for bar mitzvahs, a person is only supposed to give away 20%
max, right? Okay, I'm not sure. Let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Chafeich. Arum man who diyasak bipiskamei araisa. A person who learns, who's oisik in the laws of the Torah, uman, who is a person? Man who diyasoik bepiskamei araisa. Who is a person who learns Torah? Who's oisik in Torah? Uman who guvra. Who is a person? The isle chashasha min yom dino rabo da asid lemeisei bar mini. Who is afraid of the yom hadin hagadol more so than me? So this pasuk appears to lead in. It seems that he's describing himself. I'm not really sure.
Rashi is saying that you work hard, you deserve to enjoy it. Whatever you have besides that, use for the mitzvahs and tzedakah or whatever. But as opposed to the Rishayim, they feel everything that they earn, you know, that it's for them. What happens? They can only eat so much. The rest then goes to you know, is left over for other people. As opposed to the person who feels whatever he needs, he eats and he drinks. And the rest he gives out to tzedakah and the chesed.
And the Rasha, I don't understand. What about
just keeps on gathering more and more. More. How much can you eat? How much can you drink? And you still keep on increasing, putting millions in away in the bank. What's going to happen at the end? Somebody else is going to get it anyhow.
So, so what's the alternative? What should he do instead?
Eat and enjoy what you need.
He's showing a lack of emunah.
And the rest do tzedakah and chesed because you don't need it anymore.
So he's
gathering is just.
By gathering for other people, it shows a lack of emunah. You lack your a purpose in this world. The purpose of this world.
Gathering. You think it's for you, but it's really not for you because you can only eat and drink so much.
You lack emunah.
Somebody else.
Okay, so he's saying it's a lack of emunah to keep on collecting more and more for yourself and not have a plan to use what you've collected to serve Hashem.
You drink what you need, and the rest you do to
And this applies to the average person, but what about for a melech? If a melech doesn't have something to give to the next who is heir, he won't have money for an army, he won't have money to do whatever he has to do. If he used up everything for himself, what does the son have to continue with the malchus?
Okay, I don't know.
That's not his.
Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. So there has to be a balance, obviously. The balance is there has to be a time to spend, and there's a time, like this, that's going to be the next parak. There's a time for everything. There has to be a balance. A person should not just work his entire life without a plan, without using his accomplishments as plan to serve Hashem, to bring benefit for his guf and benefit for his neshama. Now this next pasuk, I'm not sure how it according with the Targum. Targum was saying this is a very religious pasuk. Who is a person that is osik? He translates the word achila in reference. Oh, let's first do Rashi. I'm sorry, we didn't do Rashi. Yes, Rashi pasuk of Hey says. We did Rashi. I have a different Rashi here. Yeah. Right, we did Rashi, okay. Let's see the Targum. The Targum over here, I'm not sure what he means. The Targum over here says that is there anyone else that was Osek in the Piskame Oraisa, in the laws of the Torah, Uman who Guvra the Islay Chashasha, is there another person in this world who has a sensitivity, Min Yoim Dino Rabba, from the Din HaGadol, the Asid Lemesei, that is destined to come to the world bar mini more so than me? So it seems like Shlomo HaMelech is describing himself. He's describing that he is a person that was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and has a very great sense of appreciation of the Yoim HaDin HaGadol. And if he is making this statement, he seems to... I'm not sure why he's telling us this, but he's describing himself as okay. Maybe in the next pasuk will become clear. Let's go to the next pasuk. We'll see. Maybe it will become clear. Pasuk Chavav. Kila Adam Shatayv Lefanav Nasan Chachma V'Das V'Simcha. A person that is good before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has given Chachma, Das, and Simcha. The Lachleiteh to the sinner Nosan Inyan has given the urge. To collect and to gather, losseis, ultimately whatever he collects will be given losseis l'toiv l'fnehu alukim. It will be ultimately transferred to the next generation, to a person who is toiv l'fnehu alukim. Gam ze hevel ureus ruach. Okay, let's see the mitzudos. Pasik chof vav, the last pasik in this parak. Shetoiv l'fanav l'fnehu alukim, to a person that is good l'fnehu alukim. Aniskar be'inyan v'roit soloimar l'mi shemasov ritzu. A person whose deeds are pleasing before Hashem, Nosan Chochma V'Das. Hashem has given this person wisdom and knowledge. Lasos v'chayov tzedakah v'chesed v'simcha le'chol v'lishtois ke'avas nafsho. So here he's going back to the previous idea. He said in the previous tupsukim that a person who is good, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds has favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem encourages him to enjoy himself in this world. After he succeeds in accomplishing and earning money, Hashem influences him to take that hard-earned money and to enjoy it, both physically and to invest it in Torah and mitzvos. But v'lachotei, to the person who is a sinner, av'lachotei nosan b'libo, Hashem influences the sinner, inyan, the cheshek, the desire, the minach, the custom and the desire to gather more and more and more money, never to have a moment in his life where he has time to enjoy his wealth and the satisfaction of knowing that his money is being invested in Torah mitzvos, le'asoyf hon rav, l'man yi, and what will happen to that money later on, yihye mishumar, it will be guarded, l'odam tzadik sheyikach hakol. Who knows, later at some point in time Hashem is going to cause the money to be given to a tzaddik in another generation. That itself is a very good thing, because unfortunately sometimes who work their entire life and who gets all of their money? The government gets all the money, or who knows who gets the money? The money is taken away. At least over here he's describing of a person who works very, very hard, and ultimately all of the wealth is going to go to a tzaddik. Okay, let's see. There are 2 points here. Let's finish up the mitzudos. Gam ze hovel rotzoloimar af shebo hachoin shekovas. So the mitzudos here is saying something very, very profound, very, very deep. Okay, I saw this explained in the art school. They actually explained, he dwelt upon this mitzudos, Ratzalaymar, Av Shabah Hahoin Shakovat Sliad Adam Tzadik, even though ultimately the money will go to a tzadik, im kol zeh gam zeh hevel. Ki yoiser hoyoloi to elis im hoyoisabo stock of a chesed bi atzmai meritzono. He would have been better off if he would have spent the money himself for himself and invested the money for mitzvahs himself, or usruach. It's a broken spirit. Al ki nilkach nimenu bal korcho shloi b'tavos. The money will be taken away against his will. Neged ritzono shloi b'tavos neged ritzono. So he's saying here as follows: we're dealing here with a very person that ultimately worked out well for him. He spent his entire life working, accumulating an enormous amount of wealth, and then after he dies, where did that money go? It went for a very good purpose. It fell into the hands of a tzaddik who used the money to serve Hashem. So you would think this neshama in Olam HaEmes is very pleased. I spent my entire life working, accumulating wealth. But where did the money go? The money ended up going for a good purpose. So you can't say he's definitely going to get reward. There's no question about that. That's how I saw the article explained. He's definitely going to get reward. So the neshama will say, listen, in the Olam HaEmes, I'm very happy. It worked out well for me. The answer is no. It would have been better. All of your hard work in this world, it would have been still better for you to enjoy it yourself. For you to enjoy it, or for you yourself to spend it on you, to make your own decision that it should be given for Torah mitzvahs. Here the decision was made against your will. The person just died. He left the money over in the bank. He got lucky. He had children, grandchildren that decided to use the money for chesed, for Torah, for chesed. So he got lucky. But because he was not the one that made that decision, it's just out of sheer luck that the next generation spent the money for a good purpose, is a very great form of hevel and ru'us ruach. Because he, when he was alive, he could have been the one that made the decision to direct the money and his efforts for good purposes. But he failed to do so. He had to leave it to the next generation to make that decision. Even though they did indeed make the correct decision, but it's still not going to be fully credited to his account. And that is how the Now, Allah has kam v'kam, if a person spends his whole life working and accumulating wealth, and the next generation uses that money for the wrong purpose to do averos, Allah has kam v'kam, the person's in a lot of trouble. But even when things worked out well, it's still considered to be a very great source of pain. Let me read those words again in the Mitzvahs. Gam zehovel, Ratzolaymar, Av Shabah HaHoyim Shokovats, even though it turned out it worked out well, the wealth that he collected, Lidei Adam Tzadik, Im Kol Zeh, Gam Zehovel, Ki Yoyso Hoye Loi To Elis, he would have had a lot more benefit, Im Hoye Oyso Boi Tztok of Chesed Biyatzimah Meritzono. It would have been much better for him to go to give Tztok his own decision, but instead someone else had to do it. Okay, let's see, Rashi, Pasuk HaVav, Ki... What? Okay, so maybe that might be better, because he puts it in the will, so at least he himself made the decision,
right?
Correct.
Right.
But let's say he did not put it in the will, it just worked out well, the money could have nothing, who knows, anything could have happened to the money, and it just worked out well, so he's not going to be able to take for himself credit in the next world that he made the right decision. Because he'll get credit, obviously, but it's not going to exactly be the same.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Mellon Foundation. Even Rockefeller,
yeah.
Gates,
yeah.
They're giving the money
now. They're giving the money to Chayehem.
Enough left over to continue for years and years, but they're the ones who.
They're making the decision right now. So exactly what it's saying. They get the full credit.
First, what was his name? Schottenstein.
Yeah.
Was Geisesing
when he made the decision.
He made the decision to split.
Art school.
So his kids support it now, but he's the one who.
He's the one that put it into motion. He is the one that put it into motion. That is correct.
The point of this, just leaving it open, you wish it be your kids.
Not it's not good. Exactly. So that's exactly what this pasuk is saying. According to the Mitzvahs.
That's the trust for a foundation.
Where you're directing the money in your lifetime.
Controlling.
You're controlling. You're already making the decision in your lifetime where the stalker should go. That is what is critical. So let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk avav. Ki l'adam shatayv l'fanav. A person that is good living l'fnei hu elokim. Again, according to the Mitzvahs, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is influencing. It's a very scary thing, because we're brought up with this idea that you have bechira chofshes. A person makes decisions, is fully responsible to make his own decisions. Over here, the Mitzvot, these last three psukim are telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is influencing a person. That a person who is Toiv Lefanav, Hashem will influence, will control his thought process to have him make decisions that will ultimately be for his neshama. But doesn't that violate the laws of Bechira Chafshis? That is a violation. So the only answer is that if you like in classic examples, we are mispalel multiple times in the Nusach HaTfilah for Yirah Shamayim. Chazal asked the question, what do you mean? Don't we have a rule of Akol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yirah Shamayim? Everything in this world is bashert. Everything is dependent upon mazel. The only thing that's not is the decisions you make of Yirah Shamayim. Part of your free will is to be mispalel for Yirah Shamayim. If you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should be influenced to do the right thing, that's also an expression of Bechira. So here as well, the person that's Toiv Lefanav obviously has already taken the right steps, has already been mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should help him make the right decisions. We always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu help in him influencing us in making the right decisions. If you do absolutely nothing, then you're right, you're in a lot of trouble. But if a person already has shown HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to make the right decisions, and I need your help to make the right decisions, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted access, he's granted entry into your mind to tilt your way of thinking that you should indeed make the right decisions. And that's the one that we're describing over here, the person that is the other, the person that is tumble for enough, that is good before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, this man has found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the greatest blessing? The greatest blessing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will influence him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the inyan to the wicked person. Hashem influences him to do the wrong thing. But to the one that is good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu influences him to do the right thing. Let's see over here the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Chavav, Ki La'adam Shetav Lefanav Lefneh Walakim Haniska Lamala. The person that is good before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is mentioned above, Ki Miyad Lekim Hi, Nosan Chachma V'das V'simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a heart, a lave heart, La'asayk Batoira Uve Mitzvahs, V'lesmoyach B'chelkai. An amazing translation of the Pasuk according to Rashi. When it says Simcha, it means a zehu asher hasoneach b'chelkai. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him simcha, b'machal v'mishu chsus nikia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a person happy with his lot. V'lachoyte nosan inyan, he has given him the desire, minag daga, put in his heart worry, le'esoif v'lichnois, for what purpose? Ultimately, v'loseis l'toiv l'fnehu l'kim kinyit shenemar, Vatosem, I hear this according to the Medrash, I want to quote, Vatosem Esther, Es Mordechai, Al Beis Haman. So let me read you the entire Gemara, Mesachim Gildaf Yudam Beis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Pesach Le, Pischa Lehai Parashasam Yachmon. He gave a Pesach, the Gemara has a long, long list of the opening Shiurim for Mesachta Megillah. Long, the very, very, it's a massive amud, and the Gemara records what they said when they began the Masechta, meaning everyone there is coming to define the essence of Megillas Esther. What is the major lesson that you learn from Megillas Esther? So I think there are 10 opinions. And one of the opinions is this. This is the bottom line. La'adam she'toyv lefanav. This pasuk in Koheles. Nosan chochma v'das v'simcha. Who is that a reference to? Mordechai HaTzadik. V'lachaytei nosan inyin lasev lichna ze Haman harasha. Haman's quest in life was to accumulate all the wealth of the world. And he succeeded to a large degree. And what was the end of this in the Megillah? That Esther gave all of Haman's wealth to Mordechai. Lo says the toiv lefnei hulokim ze Mordechai the Esther the siv atosim Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman. That is the message of the Megillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the shots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused Mordechai and Haman to accumulate the wealth that it should be ultimately given to Mordechai, and Mordechai used it for good. Okay, so then Rashi comes there. Rashi concludes, Echad min ha-havolim shedidnu she-nasnu lebrios she-mamelim. This is one of the havolim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to mankind, that people, that amelim, the achar, noitel, and someone else derives benefit from their hard work. Let's see the Targum, the last pasuk of this parak. Yeah. Elaborate, please. Yeah. Oh, Mitzrayim, they keep it. The Bizas Mitzrayim, okay, very good. What else? Korach.
And others, well.
Korach also.
Korach's wealth went to, exactly. Maybe.
Took it into the grave. Three Gemaras of Medrash.
But another important example is this is alluded to by the Haman and Mordechai, that Edom is the one who creates this huge economic engine, and in the end, ultimately,
it goes to Yisrael. Ultimately, goes to Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's see the Targum. The last Targum with this Perek Pasuk Chavav Arum to a person. Arum le'enosh, a person, this soknan uvadohi kodam Hashem, a person who's a tzaddik before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehav, he gives chokhmasa, he gives wisdom, umande'ah, and das, be'ol mohadeim, in this one. Now look what he does in this one over here, something very amazing, the Targum. Hashem gives to a person in this world chokhmah v'das, and where do they derive simcha? Not in this world. Not like what Rashi said. Rashi said simcha means ezeo osher hasoneach bechelkoi. In this world there is simcha. The Targum is coming to disagree. The chedva im tzadikaya, joy with tzadikim leolmo de osei, in the next world. Ulugovra chayava, to a wicked man, Hashem gives, Yahavi gives gavon bish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them in inyan ra. Givon, givon, be givon is the translation of the word inyan. He gives them the minog, the desire, the hanhoga, the custom that is evil to do what? Lemichnash mamon, to collect money. Ulemitzpar kinyon sagi, to accumulate assets. For what purpose? Lemihave misnisiv, so that means that it should be taken away from him ultimately. Ul mihave misyehiv, and it should be delivered, transferred, ligvar, to an individual, the Shapir Kodom Hashem, who is a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the Rasha to accumulate wealth and ultimately be transformed to the tzaddikim. Afdein havluhu lechayova, this is also, this is hevel lechayova. This is for the Rishoim. Now here's something very, very, he adds this word, very powerful word here. When the Pasuk includes Gam Zehevel Ru'us Ruach, it's Hevel for the wicked. It's not good for the Rishoim that they're working their entire lives to accumulate wealth, only then it will be given to someone else. Af Zeh, this is Avdein Havlul Hulchayavo Usvirus Rucha, and there's a broken spirit. Now, what's very difficult about this Indian, they say this about a lot of different Maimar Chazal. We know that Haman, Af Haman, Haman had Bnei Banim Shalomdu Torah B'Bnei Barak. Right? Haman had grandchildren that were Loimei Torah B'Nei Barak. And then we have this about Nevuzardan. Nevuzardan, he killed 80,000 children. Right, 80,000 young children, and when the blood of was 180,000, after that was 180,000 of the, when the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada was bubbling, and he did an experiment, he asked him, why is this blood bubbling? And they told him it's because they murdered the prophet on Shabbos Yom Kippur when he was giving Musar, and he killed to appease the blood 80,000 children. Afterwards, he'd made a kal v'chomer. If this is what happened because of one person, then you can imagine what's going to happen to me, what I have done. He did tshuva, and Chazal say he was megayer, and he had children that were studying Torah. Okay, we have different examples. So the question is, it's not fair, right? Ze lo fair. I once had a nephew. And I have Israeli nephew, nieces. So they were playing. It's an expression. Zelofair. So they were playing with each other. Of course, is there a fair word fair in Hebrew? There's no such word. Nayasha, right? Zelos. I remember I was watching. She was screaming. This little kid, 3-year-old kid. Zelofair. Zelofair. Okay, so l'chayr, it's not fair that Haman, who is such a Rasha, look at Hitler, yimach shemo. We know that he has enekloch, right? That are Hitler, yimach shemo, v'zichro. He has descendants. No, he doesn't have descendants.
No, he had a brother.
A brother?
Changed his name.
nephews and nieces, but
no children. Okay, but they are wicked people. So what's the, so Chazal say? So Chazal, they touch upon this idea that because they were instrumental in some degree of Klal Yisrael deriving benefit. Okay, talk about Haman. Haman spent his entire life accumulating wealth. And where did that wealth go? It went to Esther, who went to Mordechai. And what did Mordechai do with it? Obviously, he used it to serve Hashem, to build the Beis HaMikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not deny reward to any creature in this world. So since Haman, to some small degree, was instrumental in him contributing towards the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot deny him reward. Hashem has to bring about that somehow through him, his descendants, they also will be able to enter into the Shechina by studying Torah in Vinei Barak. That's a very difficult thing to grasp. Now, seemingly, that is really what Shlomo HaMelech is expressing, his frustration in this pasuk. Because Chazal actually take that into this pasuk. The Chazal, they say no worse. There was no greater evil person than Haman HaRasha. The Gemara says, all the evil people that we know, Hitler Yimach Shemo, and then all the whole long list of these people, the Chazal say Haman was even worse. It was even worse. And it's the...
Yeah. And the Gemara says right after that, don't go there. In other words, it says by certain people,
yeah,
that B.C. Gemara right. says, that's enough.
But Nebuchadnezzar was so evil.
Nebuchadnezzar was so bad, don't start telling me he had the descendants that were learning in basement.
Yeah. That you can't go far. Now they say this also a little bit differently. They say that this is also even more difficult to grasp, is that Haman, because he caused Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, lech kenoises kol hayehudim, v'tzum olai v'al tachlu v'al tishtu, and then the whole miracle came about, and due to the miracle, they will mekabel the Torah once again, me'ahav asaneis kibu v'kiblu. So Haman says, I get the credit. Look at this beautiful holiday called Purim. Look how much kavod shemayim. Kavod Shemayim is brought forth on this day. Look at people have been elevated through the Yom Tov of Purim. We all know it to be true. Every single person here is a different person because of Purim. So, I mean, this is what Chazal says. It's extremely controversial, this idea. Extremely hard to grasp. They say, Haman and Olam Amos says, it's all because of me. If there wasn't an evil person like me who wanted to destroy lahashmid laharav laabed es kol hayehudim yeh nar v'yad zokein v'yom echad tafem v'noshim v'yom echad, this wouldn't have happened. So even though I'm in Gehenim and I'm a Rosh Merusha, but you know you gotta throw me a bone. You gotta throw me a bone in Olam HaOlam HaEmes, because I was instrumental in bringing about this Kavod Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands that every single creature gets reward for his deeds. I'm instrumental. I also deserve something.
It's the same thing.
The Satan says, "V'chadon Hashem Shemayim." In Echnam, the Gemara came to kiss one of the Amoraim, the Tanoim, Darshan in one of these locations, that the Satan and Penina were mechavim l'shem Shemayim. The Satan came and kissed his feet. That's right. I'm mechavim l'shem Shemayim. Therefore, I deserve some type of reward. It's extremely difficult, such a concept, because it's against everything that really our Hashkafa believes in. On the one hand, we can suggest that's exactly what Shlomo HaMelech here is saying in this pasuk. Ki la'adam she'tov lefanav nosan chachma v'das v'simcha v'lachayte to the chayte nosan ingin le'asov v'lichnas l'seis. And what happens ultimately? What the chayte does? Ultimately, what the chayte does? It is l'seis le'tov lefnehu elokim. But that chayte is going to come along and be toiveya. I also deserve a little bit of a reward because I was instrumental in giving it to the Chayte. Haman, all of his wealth went to Esther, to Mordechai. And Shlomo concludes this idea that the Rasha should get some good benefit for what he has done. Gamze Hevel. This is something which is very frustrating. Ur'us Ruach. it breaks my spirit. Why should this Rasha, when his whole kavana was to do rishus, why should it even be such a thing? Forget about reward. Why should it even be such a reality in this world that what the Rasha does should ultimately be channeled to the tzaddik? Because if the Rasha's, his efforts, his toil is channeled to the tzaddik, it automatically means the Rasha is going to claim credit. The Rasha is going to say, I deserve something. No? Michal, you're very disturbed with this. I can see the expression on your face.
Triggers that piece of Gemara is Korach.
Yeah.
The trigger for that.
Korach saw Shalshelis of Yilchsim will come from him.
So the Shmuel Hanavi, so he said that his mistake.
I must be a very great person.
So because everybody did tshuva, so many people did tshuva because of the Maisa Korach, that he got benefit from.
Okay.
That's what triggered that piece of Gemara.
In Yiddish, that's called Krum.
But this, it is, the fact is, this idea that the Choyte, is that he's less soifel, lichlis, the Russia, he works hard. It's not fair that he should be a partner with us. That losseis l'toiv l'fnei olukim. Give a reward! The fact is that you know, like, it's very frustrating. A lot of Jewish institutions only live on money that comes from sources that we don't like, that we're not happy with. Okay, even talk about, not saying anything, but talk about nefesh b'nefesh. Okay, nefesh b'nefesh, not anymore. They stop now. But let's talk about other Christian organizations who give a lot of money to Israel, and what do they say? And they say, why do they give money to Israel? Because they believe, not because they support Israel. The only way the second coming is only is if it has to be first to us. So you told Malcolm Holine said, right? You told me, take the money, we'll worry about it later. Is this something that is ideal? Is this something that we really want to take their money? Or a Jewish institution should take money from Mechalel Shabbos? What?
I think it's an overgeneralization,
what you just said. We have no choice. That's the world we live in. We have no choice.
That, you know, when Christian organizations
what?
Contribute money, sometimes they contribute money with those.
Lishma. They give money, no strings attached, right? In the Hanami. So, and I'm giving kasha. But I'm just giving you other examples. I'm just giving you some examples where you have people who are giving money to support the money is making its way into Torah institutions, and unfortunately, when you know where the money is coming from, you vomit. And this is exactly what it says. These are people who are rooted in sin. And where does the money go? It's going to support Gamze Hevel or Us Ruach. It's extremely frustrating that this is where the money has to come from. And in fact, a lot of the Bali Musa say is that unfortunately this type of money, I mean, we have no choice, obviously. Will the institution be successful in the future, in the downward? Right. If people are being supported by, like, one thing for sure, the money comes from Geza. There are certain limits. Let's say money comes from Mamish Geza. You know the money is non-kosher money. Okay, it's money that's stolen from the government. Or it's money that comes from activities which are 100% connected to Kolat HaRukula. What? A lot worse than that. There's someone in Eretz Yisrael who gives a lot of money. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. And the money comes from not very kosher sources. And from money that's earned in Russia. And very dirty money. And big, big baltstaka. And all the institutions, they take his money. So some of the Bali Musa say, you really think that the children, the people that are learning Torah from this money, from that, you're going to be it's going to ultimately lead to bracha? Can't be such a thing.
It's not
what?
It's not
that's what I'm talking about.
No,
what?
Only two things.
That's what we're discussing. No, I was at Chagas Micha where someone was being honored and gave millions of dollars, and one old guy who knew him way back said. He says, you know where he got all his money from?
He's yeah, look at gun Bubba, runner. Bubba
that's what he used to do. That's where he made his money. It's a gun runner during the war. And,
right.
You know.
Said it publicly.
Well, he said it, I mean, enough people heard him in the role. It was a guy who was as old as he was, remember.
Yes, this is the way the world is, because they have no choice. And that's how... But you can very simply learn this is what he says here in this passage. It is a very gamze hevel ureus ruach. When you open up the papers and you see this, that's the way the world is. You can't change the world. If we were the executive directors and we had to raise the money, we would grab the money, because you gotta put the food on the table. You gotta put it on the table. What are you gonna do? You have a choice, but it's a very sad state of affairs. Hevel ureus ruach, to realize where all the money really is coming from. All right.
Have situations that we discuss without an evil came good thing.
That's what it said. That's in Haman. The b'nei banam shel Haman lamdu Torah b'nei Barak. That's very disturbing. Why? Because the two things that we explained, either he was instrumental in causing Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, or his actual work, his efforts, ended up in the hands of Mordechai, who used it to build the Beis HaMikdash, who used it for the other stalker purposes. So Hashem does not deny. Is that fair that you have a very big Rosh Hashiva? Look at this. You have a very, very big Rosh Hashiva, big Talmud Chacham that was Moisa Nefesh V'Torah, and his grandchildren all went off the Derech. Go look to in America. In America, there's 2 million Jews that are totally known from nothing. Right. And many of these people, you know the yichus they come from?
Right.
Some of them are the Einiklich of Rashi, the Vilna Gaon, the biggest yichus. And their Einiklich, their great-great-grandchildren know from nothing into marriage, zero. And then you have someone like Trump. Okay?
Right.
Trump, I'm a chutzif. Everything about Trump, whether you're going to vote for him or not, is connected. Call it Tarakuma. He is. You want to learn Pirkei Avos? Okay, you want to learn about Pirkei Avos? Everything it says in Pirkei Avos, the opposite is pumfaker. But this is what America wants. He's an entertainer. You want to watch The Apprentice every night. You know, the State of the Union address will be The Apprentice. What? And his bnei banim, will soon be the Trump building near yeshiva. How much do you want to bet? Give it 10, 15 years? So is that fair? Is that fair that Rash is Ein HaKloch are not Shomer Torah Mitzvos and Trump's Ein HaKloch are
Trump's daughter is Jewish?
As I'm saying, she converted. And Trump has a daughter that her gerus is, you know, a little bit here and there, but the day will come, they'll do another. You'll see, I guarantee. The day will come, they'll do another gerus. Or and then they'll have an Ein HaKloch, they'll know they're not going to do another gerus.
That's not really.
Look, see what?
Like a Haman.
Okay, whatever it is, I shouldn't say, but she did, Lukstein did a Geirus. I don't know any of the details, and the Shomer Shabbos, right, the Shomer Shabbos, they write about it, and they talk about Shomer Shabbos, and it's not so far-fetched to think that who knows that in 10, 15 years from now she may have a son or a daughter, what she has, that will be sitting in Mir Yeshiva, and Trump will come and give a building. So is it fair that, it's very frustrating. That's exactly what the Pasuk says.
Some has Jewish blood too.
Everyone has Jewish blood.
No, seriously, his grandfather. Oh, Trumpador. His grandfather was Trumpador, related to Yosef Trumpador.
Really?
So does that mean it's father's side?
Father's side?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I just think that was the difficulty is you're connecting two things that aren't really connected. The transfer of wealth from the Russia to the Tzaddik is one thing.
Okay.
Descendants are something else. I think I recall Barala those issues.
Yes.
That the Russia. Unconsciously, it is given this motivation to accumulate wealth, not for anyone else's benefit, but it's a means by which Hashem enables the tzaddik to sit and learn and devote his time, not trying.
But it's frustrating.
And then in the end, rewards the tzaddik by this transfer of wealth. That's one thing. And then this business of the descendants.
is a different thing. I think, if I recall what he says, says that because these Rishoyim, these particular Rishoyim, are, you know, they're the tops in their field, you know, of Rishas. They're,
yeah,
they're very bright and motivated people. And that, in the negative, but that can be, in their descendants, they can have the same qualities channeled into a positive outcome.
Like, and what about the tzaddikim? The tzaddikim who are also the top right. of their, the top of the field, the tzaddikim, they're tzaddikim who are the top of their field.
Don't you think Rashi has descendants who are...
Of course. But the fact that he has even one descendant, the fact that he has even one descendant that is not Shomer Torah Mitzvos is a very great tragedy. It's a tremendous tragedy. I remember once there was a seminar, they were talking about... a discovery seminar, and they were out somewhere in the Midwest, and they gave a seminar, and the person comes up, they're inspired, and they check into his yichus. He was mamish a ben achar ben from the Vilna Gaon. He was already in his 60s. He knew from nothing. We're talking zero, nothing. And it's, how could it be a ben achar ben from the Vilna Gaon here in America, 60 years old, doesn't know from nothing? It's a frightening mitzvah. And then the Chazal say, "Bnei Bonim Shel Haman Lo Mdutar B'Bnei Brak." So, Gam Zeh Usruach. That's what it says.
We have now in Jerome, the Ramban's house, the person that lived in our Catholic Shiksa.
Yeah.
And they told her that they traced it back, and they dug up there was a mikveh down there.
Right, you told her about this.
And when they checked her out, she was a descendant of the Ramban.
The Ramban Ben Achaben, straight.
She still lived in the house, and she had no idea that she was. They gave her a family tree. I mean, they started doing it then to check her out in terms of lineage, and she came from the Ramban directly.
Said one out of five people in Spain have Jewish roots,
right?
One out of five in America also. Probably it's even higher in America.
In the Southwest, in New Mexico, and Arizona,
South America,
all those Moranos who get the very famous, I mean, you know, very well-to-do people. Get together from Mexico and things they have, and they realize they're all Moranos.
They all have been talking.
Okay, stop here. I have.